Guys, the graveyard goons, they don't do scam baiting, although I'd like to talk them into it because they would be amazing at it. They just do prank calls, which in the scam baiting community, we don't personally call businesses and whatnot and mess with them. These guys do. That's what they do on their channel, is they call up people, random Craigslist ads, random people that post their number out there, and they're amazing. So this is them. Let's chat with them. What is happening?
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad that I finally got through to a good call, because I was struggling there for a good 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, man. We've been there so many times before. Or we've gone live, and it's been literally like an hour. You're lucky that you had your actual microphone working, though. We've had a few shows where, like, literally the audience can't hear it. I'm sure you've been there before.
Yeah. I'm super low-tech compared to you guys. You guys put in a lot of production value into your shows, don't you?
Hey, thanks,
man.
Yeah,
we try.
we do everything that we can. We have an amazing producer. His name is Mullet, and he actually just started offering his services to other shows as well. So if you're ever interested in doing anything else, man, I'd be glad to hook you up with him. He is a phenomenal individual.
Yeah, you guys, it's pretty awesome the amount of work you guys put into your shows, and it seems like it's almost like you guys have it scripted out, like not scripted as in the calls, but scripted out as like when you're doing your advertisements, when you're talking about, you know, upcoming what this and that. You guys put in a lot of work, and I think you guys deserve a ton of followers and a bunch more than you got. And you guys are all over the place, aren't you? On Spotify and Twitter. And where are you guys? You guys are all over the place, aren't you?
Yep.
Literally everything.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Spotify,
Twitch, all of them. All of things. Yeah.
And yeah, we do put a lot of work into it. We like try to set up meetings once or twice a week where we can sit down and like plan everything out, so that we're not like fumbling around trying to figure out what the hell we're doing. So it's really nice to be able to have a little bit of organization, even though it's still kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's mostly chaos. It's mostly just pure chaos. And us trying to figure out the show like a half hour before we go live is a lot of the thing that we do. Actually, the whole time you've been live, this show, her and I have just been scrambling to get tonight's show together. So.
Yeah, you guys normally.
How long have you been doing it,
Luke? I've been doing it. I think I'm going on my third year of scam baiting calls.
Oh, wow.
I believe. Wow. I think Skeleton Siski started at the same time I did, almost like the same day. That would mean that third year is also coming up. How about you guys? What about you guys? You for those who are just kind of joining or not sure, we are speaking with the Graveyard Goons, and their link is in the description of my video. They're gonna go live in about 10 minutes after this call, and they're absolutely hilarious prank callers. They do a lot. They do a lot of you guys are just great off the cuff, like just coming up with characters. Do you have like a background in comedy or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been doing.
So I started filming in like seventh grade, and I started filming prank calls, ironically. And then I took a very long, like two decade stint of doing every other piece of comedy that I could think of, mostly stand up. I've been doing stand up for about 13 years now, and then. Got a new house with some friends who were really creative, and we started doing these little Halloween sketches, and then a month later that turned into a full-blown channel, and now Danielle and I started dating literally two days before the Graveyard Games formed.
Oh, wow.
And then she's been helping out literally since day one.
Even when we were living seven states apart. She was living in one state, I was living in seven states away, and she was still filing, literally sewing our costumes and writing some of the sketches and stuff like that, and mailing them. So then she moved here, and after that, she got more involved with the show, and the guys got less involved with the show, and naturally, organically, over time, it just became, got rid of the sketches, and now it's just Frank Hall, and now it's her and I. I think we've been like 10 members.
Yeah, it's been quite
a bit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You guys have a great chemistry, the two of you. It works out really well, and you can see it in your live streams.
Thank you. That's awesome to hear. We appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much. And you guys, I found a link, and I'll put it in your chat here for those that want to watch when we go live. But nice. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm very intrigued.
You do installation art?
I make coin art. So most of the stuff I do is it started off with like cutting puzzles from coins, and then it went to making coin rings. So like the ring I got on here is one that I made from a silver bar that I did, but most of them are made from coins. So like this Morgan silver dollar here was a Morgan dollar. And then it just kind of went on from there. Just anything I can make that is silver related or artsy. So I do a lot of weird stuff, but yeah, that's my main, what I do for a living.
Hell yeah, that's freaking sweet, man.
But you
do art stuff too.
You guys do a lot of art stuff as well, and I was going to ask you about that, like the stickers that you guys make for your subscribers, and what else do you guys do? You got Croton? What's that stuff called?
Yeah, we sell kratom. People say Croton or kratom or kratom, however, tomato tomato, really. But
what is kratom?
So it's related to the coffee family, and it's a leaf that's ground up, and you can consume it via a drink, or you can do this method called toss and wash, where basically you just put in a shot glass and fill it up with a little bit of water and take it that way, or you can take it in a capsule, and it either gets rid of pain, or it can give you energy, or it can kind of give you like more of an anti-anxiety. It just depends on which one you want to take.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like there's these ethnobotanical teas from all over the world, and her and I were into it before we even met. And then when we started dating, we got even further into it. And now we started running our own business a few months back, just selling that. But so that's like our new gig.
Yeah, that's
our
new
adventure. That's our new adventure.
One of a million.
Yeah, she's a illustrator and children's book author.
Oh,
and
sure.
I am a filmmaker. So that's what we do. That's kind of how the show works. Both of them kind of have a car crash
and then it makes a graveyard game.
Yeah.
Also murals. We do lots of murals, and I've painted murals all over the United States, and now RJ's starting to paint murals too, so we've been having a good time doing that all over.
Well, I always support other artists, so if ever I can get a piece of art from you guys, I'll be happy to trade you for a piece of art of mine, and I got a whole bunch of stuff here from other artists that I swap stuff for, so you know how it is being a starving artist, you can't really pay for their stuff, but you can trade.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
Cool. Dude, like a year and a half ago, I left my comfortable job of making like a decent amount of money, and then started from the ground up a freelance business, and like starting artists never felt so real.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Things are starting to pick up a little bit, but yeah, we'd totally be down to trade some stuff. That's cool. I'm down.
Yeah, and awesome. When you guys, when hopefully we've got about 70 people watching, hopefully a lot of them can come over to your stream after this one and check it out. But I'm sure they'll show off some of the stuff that they do. You make some amazing stickers that I've seen advertised. Just the artwork's on point, and just you guys do a great job. And I just really felt like you deserve like a good, we have the best chat in the world, and I've been in your chat, and it's great as well. But we need people to support one another. I know that scam baiting is totally different than prank calling, but it is pretty much the same thing, you know, in a sense. I think you guys should try scam baiting too. You guys should give that a shot. Calling up some of these scammers and messing with. You got the great timing, the great wit, the great characters and whatnot, and I think you could really mess with them and waste a lot of their time.
It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. We actually tried it one time, maybe a couple times, and it was kind of awkward. You have like a recommended formula.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is once you know the script, it's pretty much always the same script. It's just kind of more about watching other people do it or doing it yourself off camera and realizing what things are right to say, what things are not right to say. Like obvious things that I could point out, like, if they say, hey, you owe taxes, and you say, oh, I was in a coma for the last 4 years, they're just going to hang up on you right away because they've heard that before. So you realize, okay, I'm not going to use the I've been in a coma line anymore. So it's just more like trial and error, listening to other scam baiters and kind of figuring out what works. And then you'll figure out your own thing. But you guys do such a good job. I thought it would be fun to send some of my viewers your way. And hopefully you'll get some new subscribers and whatnot. But it was awesome chatting with you guys. I'd like to chat more off camera and see if there's some way we can maybe collab in the future or do something fun.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
I'd love to do that.
We would, and also for the record, we're eternally grateful.
Seriously, thank you so much. You hit us up a couple weeks ago. We couldn't believe the generosity.
This is such a badass community to be a part of. Like YouTube live chat and just YouTube in general, working with other creators has been just a saving grace to us. And we love to help you out in any way that we could. We are super grateful. And shout out to Carol Slam of Scam.
Yeah,
she's met her in your chat or in Skeleton Skis. I can't say his name right.
But you guys are just so awesome, man. I don't know how I ran across you guys on YouTube, but I'm certainly glad that I did. And also, just for the record, I just changed our time on YouTube to East Coast time. Some people in your chat were like, "What's going on in three hours?" So now we changed it and we're going live as soon as you're done your stream.
I was curious about that because the other night when you guys went live, I showed 8 o'clock, and then at like 6:15 or 6:30, I turned YouTube on, and you guys were already on for an hour and a half. So I was thinking something was wrong with either your time clock was off on YouTube or something. Because it was all your streams are always almost over when I go to log on to them, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, it's for whatever reason, I don't know, YouTube, you happen to set the time zones different times. Gotcha. It's all good. We are so grateful for you. Seriously, thank you. This is such an awesome opportunity. Well, good, you guys do a great job, and I'm gonna end the stream
so that you guys can start yours because you're pretty much scheduled for now, and we don't want to keep people waiting over there. But I appreciate you guys coming on. Hope to talk to you guys in the future. And everybody here, please subscribe. Go check them out if you like them. You know, subscribe and have fun. If you don't like them, just leave and tell me you don't like them.
No, we seriously can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
Anytime. You guys rock. And I'm going to end the call now, and I will talk to you guys soon.
All right,
man. Good show.
Thanks, goons. Later.
Bye. Bye.